It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And let's say good morning to Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. Sun's shining here, so a little touch of spring today.
Yeah, and a little warmer temperatures, too.
Yep, supposed to get up to 70-something on Saturday, so that's awesome.
74 with the dew points in the 60s, so it might feel a little sticky. That'll be strange.
Yeah, and working in the greenhouse will be really hot. So people are looking for a touch of spring, and they've had a lot of wind and sick of the cold weather. Stop into our greenhouses. They're full of plants, and they're really, I think they're pretty cool. We had a picture today for our plant of the week. It's a crazy tunia called Frisky Red. It's unbelievable. If you haven't seen those, there's a whole line of petunias. They're called crazy petunias because they grow. You don't know what they're going to turn out like. There's a Frisky Red, a Moonstruck, a Star Fruit. Tiki Torch is one of my favorites. And there's a lot of other ones. So if you ever want to see some pretty crazy plants, come and look at our crazy tunia.
Yeah, it's a beautiful picture we posted on our KOQP Facebook page.
Isn't it?
Yep.
It's crazy. It's good. It's fun. If you want to see something different, we haven't had those for a couple years because we couldn't get them. And kind of fought for them this year, and we got a whole line of the crazy tunias.
Okay. Yeah, that was our plant of the week then. You can take a look at it on our KOQP Radio Facebook page. What's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
I think even with the, text me some questions, and it's definitely what we have for our concern is, what do I do with my lawn? And I think we don't need to answer that right now, but we'll answer these questions. And it'll definitely kind of tell us what to do with your lawns right now.
All right, so before we do that, let's open up our phone lines. If you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne, give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or you can email your questions to klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And we have quite a few email questions this morning, Dwayne, so should we get into it?
We better. Gotta get it done. We don't have much time.
All right, here we go. Is it a good idea to let my lawn get really long before mowing it for the first time?
Sounds like somebody wants to get out of work.
Yeah. I don't like mowing lawns.
No. Why would you do that?
Why would you let it grow long?
No, I would. Well, maybe the first mowing, you'd want to mow it kind of short. So you don't want to scalp it all the way down from real tall to short. The reason that you kind of mow it short, shorter, is to collect all that crap that's in there, the thatch and the dead leaves, and kind of try to clean it up. So I think you should do just the opposite of that.
Okay, so you shouldn't let your lawn, I think what they're asking is they want to leave their lawn grow really long before they mow it the first time.
That's when I said, no.
Okay, don't do it that way. Just mow it when you can, huh?
Oh, mow it a little shorter so you collect all the crap off your lawn. So you collect that dead grass, you collect your thatch, which is dead grass buildup, and you collect all those dead leaves. So you want to do like a spring cleanup on your first mowing.
Okay. And the second question is kind of, you just already answered it. After mowing my lawn, should I collect the clippings or just leave them?
Well, if you have a lot of, what you look at there is the thatch. That's the layer between your, above the ground and the crown of your plant. If there's a lot of dead stuff in there, you don't want to be leaving your grass clippings because you're going to build too thick of a thatch, and then your fertilizer, rain, and all the good things won't get down to the roots. If you don't have thatch and you have a lot of bare ground, then I'd leave your clippings. The clippings are actually good, because they'll put nitrogen back into the soil, but you got to manage that too. You don't want to get too thick of clipping.
Okay. Well, our next couple questions are about raised garden beds, Dwayne. And this one, first question is, I want to make a large raised garden bed. How big is too big before you might run into problems? or will I have problems planting a garden in a very large raised garden bed?
I don't know what they mean by large, but my experience with raised garden beds is people like me really like them because you're getting older, you can't bend over. That's one reason to have a raised garden bed, one of the reasons. So you can't have them too wide because you can't reach into the middle. And so when I build a raised flower bed, I usually do it out of lumber, and then I put a flat board on top so I can sit on there and be able to reach the middle of my garden, okay?
Okay.
That's one way. But if you're going to do a big garden, you know, that you can walk through, I mean, you can make it as big as you want.
Yep.
Okay? And so you have
long-wise.
Or rows like you normally do. You can make it any size if you're going to walk in it.
Okay.
And if you're going to sit on the sides, one of the reasons, and try to harvest the middle of a big garden, that might be hard to do. You can make it as big as you want.
I could see, a very long garden bed, but not very wide, maybe two or three or four of them, so you can walk between them, right?
Exactly. That's kind of the advantage of raised garden beds. The reason for a raised flower garden bed is that the soil warms up a little faster, you can get in there, and they're handier to do. If you're going to just throw dirt on top of your soil and make, an outside border or something, that's really not a raised flower bed. Or a garden.
Yeah. The next questions are still with raised garden beds. How deep of soil should I need for my raised garden bed?
Depends on what you're growing. If you're going to grow vegetables, a root crop, I mean, you got to be 18 inches at least. So 18 inches to a foot of good soil. And if you're going to have an elevated one that actually has, legs on it, so you can, stand and do your garden, you got to have at least a foot. I have a friend across the street here, and hers is a foot, and she grows tomatoes and everything in there.
Wow. Okay.
But then you got to watch out. If it's a 100-degree day, you're going to have to water that sucker. 18 inches would be better.
Yeah, this is an email question concerning raised garden beds. When starting a new raised bed, what kind of dirt mixture should I put in it?
If you're going to do dirt, okay, in the horticulture trade, dirt is from a field, okay? You plant corn in dirt. We use what we call soil, and it's usually a soilless soil, okay? So that means it's peat moss, vermiculite, perlite, a lot of bark. If you're going to put that in a raised smaller bed, it kind of dries out fast. So I would get some compost and maybe even some dirt and mix a third dirt of that, and you'd have a good starting place to grow your vegetables or flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want to top down, I can give them the mixture. I've done that for years.
Is there fertilizer involved in that then?
I would put fertilizer in there, and I always suggest using Earth Elements fertilizer. It's natural, has lots of minerals in it, has the biology in it for all ready to go in your garden.
I think raised garden beds are becoming pretty popular, aren't they, Dwayne?
They sure are.
Yeah. Can you?
My question is to that.
What?
Why?
Why raised garden beds?
Yeah.
Well, I think you mentioned it. People are having a hard time bending over or being on the ground.
I can see that reason, because you know what? I have a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
But
don't you like them or what?
I do.
Okay.
But why don't you plant on the ground?
Okay.
If you don't have the room or something, or, I don't know what the advantage is if you're going to do a big garden and have a raised bed, mm-hmm, versus why not just plant in the ground?
Can you purchase raised garden beds already put together, the wood part of it, or you make it yourself?
You can make it yourself, or you can buy kits. There's a lot online. You can buy a lot of kits, or the lumber yard can help you with the lumber, locally here. I think it's a good idea. It's kind of the fad right now. So,
okay, all right. Another email question. Last summer, 75% of my lawn completely died. We did not water it as we were concerned about our well going dry with the drought. We replanted it last fall. How do I know if the dead lawn was caused by the drought or by grub worms? I'm trying to decide if I need to put down grub worm killer this spring or not. Good question.
You do. Grub worms were all over last year, and I redid a lot of lawn. And if you had grub worms last year, what they did is they laid their eggs in the soil, and they're going to pupate out, forming that grub worm again. There's different types of grub worm killer. You need to use Dilox in the spring, okay? GrubX is also another name of that. And you put that on this spring. They're already starting to work, believe it or not. And so if you had problems with that, I would definitely put a grub killer on there, because they did. It was terrible last year. It was all over.
Well, how does this person know if their dead lawn was caused by the drought or grub worm? How do they know that?
Well, they should have determined that last year. Is if you can go to your lawn and grab that brown green area, and you can pull it right up, and there's no roots hooking in there very well, so you can actually pull it up, you have grub worms, because they eat the roots of your, you know, when they're going after the grubs, they'll eat the roots off your grass. And usually if it's drought, the roots are still into the ground, so it's hard to pull up. If you can pull up your lawn, you got grub worms.
Okay. All right. And you can purchase all that at Heather's, right?
We have a big supply of GrubX Dilox, which is what you use up to June 15th. Then after that, you use a different chemical on your lawn to take care of your grubs, because they're in a different stage.
Okay. Well, we didn't get a chance to get to all the questions, Dwayne. We'll pick them up next week. But what's happening at Heather Floral and Nursery? What are you busy doing?
Well, busy in the greenhouse, busy outside when the sun comes out. We got a semi-load of bare root trees and shrubs in Montevideo yesterday, so if you want to save some money, 20-25% off a tree without the pot, we have a good selection over at Monty. A lot of fruit trees came in, shade trees, bare root shrubs, so it's kind of deal time if you want to look for something bare root. Also, we're going to do a container gardening May 1st over at Talking Waters in Montevideo. You have to sign up through Talking Waters. There's a few spots left. We go up to 45 people, and you can either bring your own pot, or we'll bring pots and different kinds of plants and stuff. And we did a succulent garden one about a month ago, and it was really fun. So if you want to get involved with that, you can talk to Talking Waters and sign up for May 1st at 1 o'clock.
Okay, good. Talk about your garden seeds quick.
Got lots of garden seeds. We do bulk garden seeds. A lot of the varieties that we've had good luck with over the years, and a lot of the ones that I like. So we have a bulk seed. There's over 200 different varieties of garden seeds, and we have organic ones. And have a suggestion that what other kind of seed, we can get those too. But we have a lot of different types of garden seeds if you haven't gotten your garden seeds purchased already. Our potatoes are in. Our onion sets are in, our onion plants are in, strawberries are in, elderberries are in. So all those things for your garden are here. So we're ready to go, and we're going to have in Dawson a kickoff for spring planting April 28th, 29th, and 30th. So that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week.
Okay.
Greenhouse open house.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week on the Garden Show.
Everybody have a great week.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery, and that's another garden show for this week. This is KLQP. Dawson News.